Devin Remiker, what a guy. He's awesome. I'm so glad that he is the new chairman of Wisconsin Democratic Party, and he's a great dude. And yeah, get involved, you know, and I think that's so wonderful. And I have to say, this week has felt different, you know. I think for the first time in what feels like forever, there's a flicker of something that almost didn't feel possible anymore. That's hope. After such a dark and heavy year, a year when it felt like every headline brought another gut punch, I think a lot of us had forgotten what it feels like to hope. You know, we've been holding our breath. We've been watching as Donald Trump and his allies once again hurt the most vulnerable people in our country over and over and over again. Watching cruelty masquerade as leadership. Watching compassion mocked as weakness. It's been exhausting. It's demoralizing. But this week, as we talked about with Devin, it does seem like something shifted. Across the country, what we saw was Democratic voters that were having victories. I mean, some were small, but some were huge. But every single one of them was meaningful. And when the wins themselves, they all matter. Because these wins change lives. These wins change policy. And what really stuck with me wasn't just that it was a political outcome. It was an emotional one. I looked at my social media feed this week, and for the first time in a long time, it wasn't filled with like despair or outrage. It was filled with people like smiling, crying, hugging. It was sharing messages of hope and joy. People posted about what it was like to finally exhale, you know, and to feel that. Maybe the tide is turning. And in the middle of all of that, a quote came to mind that it's one I've always loved. It's from the musical Les Mis. And the quote says, "Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise." Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. And this week, it felt like the sunrise has started. But here's the thing, a sunrise is not the end of the story, it is the beginning. Because hope, real hope, is not the finish line, it is the starting line. Hope is fuel, it's energy. Hope is what pushes us forward when everything feels impossible. It's what propels us to stand up, to fight harder, and to love louder. I've been thinking about that a lot this week. What kind of action is required of me? What kind of responsibility comes with that hope we're feeling? Because if we just let it sit there and we treat this moment, hey, it's a celebration, that's great. Well, we've completely missed its purpose. And as Devin said, we got one shot at this. We got one shot at this. And that hope is not meant to make us feel comfortable. It's meant to make us move. So I'm asking myself, and I'm also asking you, what does moving forward look like now? Maybe it means volunteering. You know, maybe it means organizing, putting up a yard sign, talking to your neighbors, your family. Maybe it means, as I have to figure out, running for office. Maybe it's donating, marching in a parade. Or like I said, just talking to someone. Because there's so much that's at stake. And whatever it is that you feel you can do, we can't stop here. The time is right now. Right now. And this is where we take everything we've got, everything we've felt, from the fear, the anger, the frustration, the heartbreak, the exhaustion, every emotion that we have had for the last year. We take it out now. And this is where we take that energy and we say no more. No more cruelty disguised as strength. No more injustice ignored just because it's inconvenient. No more pretending that we can't make a difference, because damn it, we can. and we will. This week reminded us what happens when people care enough to show up, when we refuse to give up in despair, when we remember that even in the darkest moments, there are more of us who believe in kindness, in equality, in truth, in each other. And that's what these victories meant. It's not just that Democrats won. I mean, they did, which is cool. But it's that hope itself won. So as we move forward, we have to carry that hope with us, carry that feeling with us. And we have to protect it because we have to build on it. Because the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. It's rising. It's rising right now. It's rising in every single one of us who dares to believe that we can build something better. Because this is our moment. And what's called from us is that we cannot waste it. And we have to take that hope and turn it into action. Let it fuel us. Fight for what is right. And let's do what is right. Because my friends, the sun is up. It's our time right now. And we got to make it shine. Hey, that's what we do every week, right? Thank you to Devin Remiker for spending some time with us. Thank you to Civic Media for letting me blab on the air. Thanks to Conrad in the back. And hey, we're going to see you next week here on The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. See ya. Hey, baby.